Last Sunday, we saw a vision of the divine nature of Jesus on Mount Tabor in all of his splendor and glory. And yet, from time to time, the Gospels also give us a glimpse of the human nature of Jesus. For example, you remember when Jesus was asleep in the boat on the Sea of Galilee. 2 weeks ago, we learned that after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, Jesus was hungry. And 2 weeks from today, we will see Jesus cry at the grave of his very good friend Lazarus. So we see this human nature of Jesus. He sleeps, he eats, he's hungry, and he cries. In today's gospel, we see two more glimpses of the humanity of Jesus. I don't know if you caught it. He gets tired and he's thirsty. St. John records for us that Jesus was traveling through Samaria and he was tired from the journey. And so he sat down at Jacob's famous well. And not only was Jesus tired, but he was also thirsty, because he says to the Samaritan woman at the well, "Give me a drink." At high noon, at the heat of the day, when his thirst was the greatest, Jesus says, "Give me a drink." St. Augustine asks, why did the Lord ask her for a drink when she came at the heat of the day? Well, obviously, the Lord was thirsty for the faith of that woman. The special preface of today's Mass will echo St. Augustine's thought. So ardently did Christ thirst for her faith. So apparently, our Lord's natural thirst is a sign of his deeper supernatural thirst. Yes, our Lord was really, truly tired and thirsty after a long journey. But he was also spiritually thirsty for the faith and the love of that Samaritan woman. The Lord was thirsting for her faith. And by the end of today's gospel, the Samaritan woman believes that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one of God, and she even gets her whole Samaritan town to believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Commenting on today's gospel, St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Jesus thirsted for the salvation of man on account of his love. Accordingly, while hanging on the cross, Jesus cried out, 'I thirst.'" You know, while hanging on the cross, Jesus only spoke 7 times. And it's only St. John, who remained with Jesus on Mount Calvary, who tells us that Jesus said while hanging on the cross, "I thirst." In every chapel of St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta's Sisters, the Missionaries of Charity, in every chapel, to the left of the crucifix, written right underneath the horizontal beam, are the words in big black letters, "I thirst." I thirst. Jesus is thirsty. Yes, he was thirsty in his human nature on the cross and at the well, but he's spiritually thirsty. He's thirsting for our salvation. He's thirsting for the salvation, for the faith, for the love of the Samaritan woman. Our Lord wants her to give up her love for her 5 husbands and instead to love Jesus, with her whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. The Catechism of the Catholic Church has a beautiful summary of today's gospel. It's in paragraph 2560. It says, "It is Jesus who first seeks us and asks us for a drink." Jesus thirsts. His asking arises from the depths of God's desire for us. God thirsts so that we may thirst for Him. That is absolutely beautiful. God thirsts for us so that we could thirst for Him. Do you believe that Jesus is thirsting for you? We know that we're thirsting for Jesus. That's why we've come here. This is why we come Sunday after Sunday, because we're thirsty. We're hungry. And we know that Jesus is the only one who can satisfy our deepest spiritual hungers and thirsts. Jesus says, "Whoever drinks the water I give will never thirst again." Jesus says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will never hunger and will have eternal life." The only one who completely satisfies all our thirsts, all of our wants and desires, is Jesus. We know our soul is like sandpaper until it's quenched by the Lord. Psalm 42 says, "My soul is thirsting for the living God." Psalm 63 says, "O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water." We know that we're thirsting for Jesus. But the surprising Oliver twist today is that Jesus was thirsty a long time before we were thirsty for Him. He cries out, "I thirst." It's the Lord who, in a surprising twist, comes to the well of our soul today, thirsting for our faith, thirsting for our love. He is thirsting that we believe Him and that we love Him. He calls us by name, Peter, Paul, Mary, Anne. He calls us by name and He says, "Give me a drink." Will you satisfy the Lord's thirst today?